talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at a brand new location, the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And in a couple minutes, we'll be talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. We'll also be talking with custom builder and remodeler Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. We'll also be talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. And finally, a bonus interview with Kevin Wally and Tim Hulkhausen with Architecture Plus, a couple of very talented architects. But joining me now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine managing editor Megan Bush. How you doing, Megan?
Great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Megan, very exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We have lots going on. We've got the brand new summer edition of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which is out and available to the public right now.
Yes, it is. We are always thrilled to release a brand new issue, and even more so this time because I love our cover girl, who is Miller Gaffney. She was born in the upstate of South Carolina, and she grew up right here in our state, and she's gone on to be on PBS's Antiques Roadshow and Market Warriors, and coming up a brand new show called Art Breakers on Ovation Network. But what she does on those is she's actually become an expert in appraising and analyzing art and antiques, and she's been able to bring her expertise to people all over the country.
Right. So we're always looking for local people who to be on the cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine who have kind of made it on a national level. And I saw Miller Gaffney. She's originally from Greenville, right?
Correct.
She's a South Carolina native. I saw her on a spinoff show from the Antiques Roadshow called Market Warriors a few years ago. And she identified herself as being from South Carolina, and that kind of got my interest. And we started talking to her several years ago about perhaps coming to Charleston and maybe making an appearance at one of our home shows, and it finally came together, and now Miller Gaffney is on the cover of our summer edition of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, she is, most certainly, and we're looking forward to bringing her here to Charleston. She loves our city, and she works with a lot of Charleston homeowners and art collectors already, so she's looking forward to coming here and just spending the weekend with you guys, with our listeners, and with our readers.
Right. So not only is she on the summer issue cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, she'll be coming to Charleston for the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And there's two opportunities to meet her, meet Miller Gaffney. The first is we're doing something on Saturday and Sunday at the home show called Antique Home Show. And as you mentioned, Megan, Miller Gaffney has appeared on the PBS hit show Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. And you have to go through quite a bit of training to become an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow, right?
Yes, it's a very long process of certifications and schooling. Miller went to Sotheby's for her degree and then after that had to still study and prepare for a numerous amount of certifications.
Right. So she's been seen on as an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow, and in fact Antiques Roadshow will be coming to Charleston on Saturday, August 8th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And you may or may not have looked into perhaps bringing an antique to Antiques Roadshow here in Charleston, but you can't just show up. You have to go on their website and apply, and I guess they have so much demand for people who want to bring antiques that they have to use a lottery system to choose who will actually be allowed to bring an antique into the building at Charleston Area Convention Center. And so we're expecting that there's probably going to be a few people who are not chosen in that lottery, and we'd like them and anyone else who has an antique to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th, to something that we're doing called Antique Home Show. And Miller Gaffney, who's on our cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, she will be doing appraisals of your antiques personally at our home show, right?
Yes, she will be there checking out whatever you have to bring in. That is on Saturday and Sunday, just from 1 to 5. So if you come between 1 and 5, bring your antique. Maybe it's something you found in your grandma's attic. It could be worth $5. It could be worth $500, but you can bring it to Miller, and she will appraise it for you. It's an unofficial appraisal, but if you like the value of it and want to take it and get a full, complete appraisal, she knows who to set you up with.
Any kind of antique that you can carry or roll in a cart or that you bring yourself, except for no firearms.
No firearms. No, the city doesn't like that.
Right, right. So that'll be on Saturday and Sunday during the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. In fact, it's the Antique Home Show appraisals are taking place inside the Charleston Home and Design Show itself. So great opportunity to talk and with lots of local contractors and experts, and then also bring an antique along. Everyone has an antique at home and that they might want to know if that's worth $1 million or something, right?
Absolutely. It could also be a piece of art or maybe an heirloom piece of jewelry that you have. Bring it on.
Right. So Antique Home Show will be taking place on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. But if you'd like to be one of only 65 people to personally meet Miller Gaffney, on Friday, August 28th, from 5 to 6:30, we're doing a private meet and greet with Miller Gaffney at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And it is a ticketed event, so it's $25 per person. And you can be one of only 65 guests to meet Miller personally and enjoy summertime cocktails and nibbles and hear about the current trends in the art and antiques market, art as an asset, buying and selling, and the drivers of what's behind collecting art and antiques. And it's really we have a lot of people in Charleston that do collect art and antiques for investment purposes. And so Miller is an expert in collecting art and antiques for investment purposes. And so you really, it's an opportunity to really learn about what's involved with collecting art and antiques for investment purposes.
She likes to say she's like a financial advisor for your art collection.
There you go. There you go. So tickets are only $25 per person, and it includes we've got cocktails and some light hors d'oeuvres, and then you get to meet Miller personally, and then listen to about a 1-hour seminar that she's going to be doing. And then you also are invited to the Charleston Home and Design Show's Home Show Happy Hour, which is taking place on Friday, August 28th, after her seminar, till 8 p.m. And you'll be able to enjoy complimentary beer and wine and catered food at all of the vendor booths inside the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. So if you'd like to buy tickets for this private meet and greet with South Carolina native and art and antique and expert Miller Gaffney, just go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, and you can buy tickets right there. We've already started selling some tickets, right?
We have. They're going fast.
And we're used to tickets kind of selling for our Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. The bulk of tickets are usually sold the week of the event. And so that's what I was kind of expecting. But lo and behold, we're already starting to sell tickets, and it's going to sell out. We're only selling 65 tickets. So if you'd like to buy a ticket to the private meet and greet with Miller Gaffney, log on to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com and be our guest. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th. At the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Michael, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're a licensed, bonded, and insured home improvement company that specializes in sunrooms, screen rooms, pergolas, decks, and hardscapes. We're located up in Somerville, South Carolina, and do work all across the Lowcountry.
Gotcha. So you're Express Sunrooms does all the fun stuff. You're doing all of the improvements for a homeowner that are fun. They're not the fixing termite problems or doing anything that's not interesting. You're doing fun stuff that people can enjoy.
Yeah, that's definitely so. Folks are definitely glad to see us when we get there to get started, and they're smiling when we leave. And it's really most of the time, it's a project that really changes the way that a homeowner is going to utilize their home and spend time with their family and entertain their friends. So you're right. It puts a big smile on their face.
Well, outdoor living is so big here in the Charleston area. And couple that with the fact that people, they may love the location of where they live, but they need more space. And so adding a sunroom onto a house is a great idea. And talk about some of the advantages of that.
Well, the neat thing about a sunroom is not only does it give you additional square footage in the home, and there are a lot of families that they really love their home and they don't want to move. They love where they're at, but they need that extra space, and a sunroom can do that. But more importantly, it gives you not just another room. It gives you a totally different feel and look and really a different attitude. When you are able to have that sunroom out there and utilize that space, it brings a lot of light into the house, and it's just a totally different feeling and a different way to experience your home.
Mm-hmm. How is it challenging to add a sunroom onto an existing home to make the sunroom look as though it's part of the house? It's not just this thing that's been added.
Well, it's not a difficult thing from a homeowner standpoint. From a builder standpoint, obviously the goal is you want to create the right space, the right square footage. You want to make sure that, how are they going to utilize that space? Difficulty-wise, there's obviously a lot involved in it from a construction standpoint. Our name is Express Sunrooms because we kind of go with an approach to get in, get your project built, and get out of there so that you can enjoy it. That's where the name come from, Express Sunrooms.
Over the years, as I've interviewed you for the radio show, you've talked about kind of the philosophy. It's pretty unique for Express Sunrooms in terms of keeping the customer happy and making sure that the customer is completely satisfied before they they settle up with you. Is that still the case?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, years ago when we started Express Sunrooms, we sat down and looked at, you know, what were the things that a homeowner needed to feel comfortable through a home improvement project. You know, first and foremost, they need to know who to call. And once they figure that out, who can we trust? And one of the stories you've heard 1,000 times, I'm sure everybody has, the homeowner that gave a company money up front and never heard from them again, or they, you know, didn't do all the work the way they should have. So we basically came up with a no-pay guarantee. Our customers don't give us one dime up front. We take care of their homeowners association applications. We take care of the permitting, the engineering. We buy all the material. We come out and do the complete job 100% out of our pocket. Once we're done and the homeowner can walk out there and give us a thumbs up and a big smile on their face, then, of course, that's when we get paid. And it takes the stress off, because the homeowner's not sitting there every night going to bed wondering, are these guys coming back? Are they going to do a good job? They have nothing at risk and everything to gain.
Gotcha. What about when you add space onto your house, that means there's extra space that needs to be heated and cooled. How does Express Sunrooms handle that?
You know, there's a couple different styles of units that you can use. The most popular is called a mini split unit. It's a small unit that sits about the size of a suitcase, sits outside of the house, like the unit that's on your home air conditioning unit. And then there's a small part on the inside. It's maybe 2 or 3 foot wide, sticks out about 8 or 10 inches. Mm-hmm. Usually it's up in the air, so it doesn't affect the way you arrange your furniture. They're energy efficient. There's a couple different brands out there. We've teamed up with Mitsubishi. They're probably the most recognized brand when it comes to the mini split units. And customers, you know, they love it because you can use a remote, turn it on and off when you want, or set a thermostat and let it cut on and off by itself.
And when you add square footage onto your house with a sunroom by Express Sunrooms, you're adding actual value to a house. And you know, what I've always heard is if you take the value of your house, whatever you think your house might be worth, and you divide that number by the square footage, and then that's the cost per square foot. And if you're adding, say, what's a typical size sunroom, 200 square feet or so?
Yeah, probably 200, 225.
200
yep.
Square feet. So you could take that cost per square foot and multiply it by the amount of added space for the sunroom, and that's the additional value that you're going to be able to add on to your house right off the bat, right as soon as the project is finished.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a lot of cases, the price that you paid was less than that, so you're gaining right off of the bat. You know, depending on the types of options and the type of sunroom it is, but it's a great way. I've actually had folks that have called us that were trying. They were in the process of selling their home. They invested the money to add a sunroom on there, giving people another reason to buy their home over a neighbor's home, and came out great on it. So, you know, that's certainly a good thing whether you're staying or going.
Well, and I'm a firm believer, you know, don't wait until you're ready to sell the house to do all the remodeling work to get it ready for sale. Do the remodeling work while you're living in it and you can enjoy it. And then you're going to get that money back. The investment that you made to add a sunroom, you're going to get that money back when you do go to sell.
Yep, absolutely. You know, again, you get to use it, utilize it, love it. And then when it's time to pass it on, you're getting that money back so that you can put it into that next home or that next project.
Michael, you've told me that Express Sunrooms has just become a Trex Pro installer, and we're talking about Trex, the decking material. And Express Sunrooms, you folks do a lot of decks for people, right? You add on decks in addition to sunrooms.
Yeah, absolutely. Dex has been a big part of our project. Obviously, the Low Country is perfect for them. It gives you additional space out there without the expense of a fully enclosed screen room or sunroom or something, and give you space to hang out on the weekends and grill out and have the family out there. So we've done a lot of decks over the years, and we've done a lot of decks that were built with composite product. And we really have learned over several years of doing this that, you know, Trex is probably the most recognized, best brand name of decking in the industry. And if we're going to partner with someone, we felt like those guys were the guys to go with. So we went through Trex training and Trex school and got all of our guys certified, and now we're a Trex Pro installer.
Interesting. So I can visualize some of the Trex print ads that I've seen in the past, and the Trex print ads had like multi-level decks and decks that had radiuses cut into them. And can Express Sunrooms do some of these really sophisticated decks?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly you could build a deck that's small enough for you and the kids to hang out on, or you could build something really elaborate. We've done both. The neat part of the Trex program is even our estimators went through that certification class to learn and understand the product well enough to know that when we come out to your home, not only can we help you select the right product for what you're wanting to do and the right style and the right colors, but more importantly, the right design, so that if there are levels or there's certain styles of steps that you want, or radiuses, or if you're going to be using a part of it for a screened area and another part of it for an outdoor living area, that we're able to accommodate you on the design side of it, because that's really where it's going to start at. You want to find a design that you can just fall in love with, that you're excited about, and then leave the building part of it up to us to make that dream come true.
And, you know, there's this leap of faith, there's this expectation that homeowners have that, okay, I'm going to have this deck built, and I expect it to be low maintenance, and I never have to do anything to it in the future. But if you're building like a wood deck, you're definitely going to have maintenance issues in the future, and there's going to be things with splintering, and your kids are on there, and they get a little splinter in their foot or what have you, and rot and termites and things like that. Do you have any of those kinds of issues with Trex?
No, that's one of the really neat things about Trex decking. You know, a traditional pressure-treated wood deck that you're going to put on the back of your house, sooner or later you're either going to have to stain it or seal it on an annual basis, and you are going to have splinters and things like that. But the Trex decking, it takes all that away. It's got a 25-year warranty against staining or fading. They have several different lines of the Trex decking colors. They've got some really cool tropical colors and stuff now. So there's just really a lot that you can do with it. And biggest thing, there is no maintenance on it.
Nice. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Express Sunrooms.
The easiest way is obviously to visit our website, expresssunrooms.com. There's a gallery on there that you can go in and look at all the different projects that we've done in the past and get some really neat ideas. Or you can call into our office in Somerville. That's 843-501-0036.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
Good, Tim.
Good. Alan, take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders, I've been a builder for 28 years, and I started doing custom homes only for 2 or 3 years and realized there was a big demand for remodeling. So for then that 25 years, I've been doing remodeling and custom homes, remodeling part including kitchen design, master bathroom, sunroom additions, kitchen additions, master suite additions, things like that. Mm-hmm. So all facets of residential construction.
Gotcha. So, Alan, as a builder, as a remodeling contractor, and as a custom home builder, talk about your philosophy. What sets Coastal Design Builders apart from other builders here in the Charleston area?
Well, as an example, I've been doing your shows 2 or 3 times
the
a year
shows.
For
mm-hmm.
Home shows, and let's say I meet 10 homeowners, and they say they want to build or remodel. 8 out of 10 will say, I've never done it. Out of those 8, 2 are terrified. And so the rest are, where do I start? So I'm actually in the process of writing a book about addressing those elements. But what I will they'll say, well, do I hire a builder first, an architect first? Do I buy a lot first? and then a plan or a plan and then a lot. And so I can, in an initial discussion, because I've done remodeling and custom home building, I can lead them in one direction or the other without a particular prejudice, I would say. The other main aspect is I'm going to use the word turnkey residential builder, and that essentially means that, yes, I'm the licensed general contractor, which everyone in meeting what they would say as a builder would be. And then there's the design aspect. I might say, do you have blueprints? And if they do, fine. Most of them need modification, and I can help them with that. Some have no plans. I can help them with the design. I can work with their architect. But I can do that from an in-house standpoint. And then lastly, homeowners might say, well, do I need to hire a designer?
An interior designer?
Interior designer. I'll call it construction designer as compared to interior. Construction for allowances, cabinets, lighting, paint colors, and mm-hmm. so on. When a homeowner has a contract with me, I'm including the fees of an interior designer. So they're basically getting that for free. Mm. So I have those three elements, and that allows me to give a homeowner probably the most house for their budget, because I can be involved in all three aspects.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, a question builders get a lot is, what kind of cost per square foot can I get with this house? And I know that's a very, very difficult question to answer, but because if you throw in an elevator, that's gonna increase the cost per square foot quite a bit. But I guess, you know, just telling them that, hey, let me tell you, rather than give you a cost per square foot up front, let me tell you about some of the extra value that I'm bringing as a builder, and as helping you modify your house plans, and then also helping you with all the selections that go into the house.
Yeah, I am asked that question a lot, just as you mentioned. And there's in this area kind of two broad categories. One is a house not in a flood zone and being able to be built on a crawl space. And then there's a flood zone where the house has to be raised up. And that usually is on masonry pillars or pilings. And so that changes the game, because when you raise it up and you've got space between the pillars, you have engineered support beams rather than standard materials. So that will add easily $30,000 to a house just to be able to raise it up and have drive under. Plus in a crawl space, with a garage, you have a slab for the garage, maybe 600 square feet, but a whole house could have 2,000 square feet of drive under mm-hmm. slab. So building with a house with crawl and with vinyl can start, and let's say the $125 a square foot range on up, mm-hmm. and then raised houses, you have to probably start at about 150 mm-hmm. a square foot. But metal roof versus asphalt, are there shakes versus hardy siding, and there are a lot of elements that I can switch around for a homeowner to meet their budget.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. What are you finding your customers asking for as for new construction and also for remodeling projects?
Well, for instance, I've started a house about 4 weeks ago, and the homeowner has a traditional non-cabinet pantry, like a closet. And so she wants a barn door with that.
Mm-hmm. And, very popular.
And beginning to get more and more popular. And then in the master, instead of a whirlpool that's dropped into a framed base, standalone claw tub or equivalent, that is getting more and more interesting. I've been for quite a long time putting hardwood flooring in master because it's a raw oak, let's say, or cherry laid and protected, and it's pretty waterproof, and it's really, it's warm on the feet, and it visually is very appealing to warm up an all tile bathroom.
Mm.
And that's been probably in the 80 master baths that I've done in the last 28 years, only three were tile and all the rest were hardwood, actually.
Mm.
So that's not new for me, but I new for the time, I think.
Mm-hmm. How about like windows? Are people asking for impact rated windows?
Well, right. The new code changed from 110 mile an hour to 130 mile an hour, particularly near the coast. And so I've been recommending impact windows now because they are more expensive, but the cost of protecting windows that are regular glass with plywood, with the fasteners that are required to be embedded in the framing of the house and the special clips and preparation. Every window has to have a pre-cut, pre-drilled, pre-sized for every single window in a house. And you take that cost, and it actually now comes out pretty close to the impact.
Mm. So. Not to mention the fact that you get an a break from your insurance company if you have those impact-rated windows, because the fact of the matter is the insurance company doesn't know if you're going to be able to put up plywood prior to a storm approaching or be able to find somebody. So you know, even though you have that pre-cut plywood, it may or may not ever even make it up on a house prior to a storm.
Well, you're right, because particularly more on the shores, the beach areas that are V-zone rather than an AE-zone, they may be on vacation and not be able to get back mm-hmm. to be able to do it. So
right.
That's a good thing.
Yep, that's true. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Coastal Design Builders.
Well, homeowner could call me at 843-300-9383. A lot of information and contact information is available on my website, which is www.coastaldesignbuilders.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally my email is askallen_anything@yahoo.com. So those three contacts.
Okay, good deal. And if they go to your website, they're going to be able to see photographs of any of your previous projects?
Yes. I have a gallery mm-hmm. of pictures, and then I'm tied in with a lot of links with social media and interesting information. My history is in there. So website probably is a good start.
Okay, and that's CoastalDesignBuilders.com?
.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevator and Lifts. How you doing, Allison?
Fine, Tim. How you doing today?
Good, good. Allison, take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Elevators and Lifts.
We are a locally owned and operated family company located on Johns Island. We've been in business for over 30 years, and we do any kind of lift that you would need to help you stay in your home as we age and the stairs become more difficult.
Gotcha. Who needs an elevator or a lift?
It ranges from need because they are physically handicapped. You know, maybe somebody's in a wheelchair and they're totally unable, or as I said, as we get older, the knees start to give us some problems. It, as you know, the homes in the area are elevated, so taking your groceries in and out, your luggage in and out. So anybody that's in an elevated home really benefits from having an elevator or a lift.
And what about folks that are young and healthy, but are thinking about an elevator as being a good investment to have in their home?
Well, it is a good investment. It is does add to the value of a home if you have an elevator. But even if you are young and healthy, the chances are you have someone older that, you know, I have people, I need to get it in so my aunt can come visit or my mother-in-law can get in the house. And it's not just the people that actually live in the home that will benefit. It's the people that will come visit you as well to make it easier for them.
And as far as an investment goes, I've asked you about this before, about how when people are house hunting, sometimes if there's a house, a similar house right down the street that has an elevator, people may opt to go ahead and buy that house versus a similar house that doesn't have an elevator.
That's correct. And over the years, houses that even if they don't do elevators, they will prepare for the future elevator. And we meet with realtors all the time to assess if a pre-designed shaft is indeed elevator ready, or if they don't have a shaft, if there's a way to retrofit an elevator in the home to help them with a tool to sell the home. So we'll give them a full quote on a shaft and elevator construction so they can present it to prospective buyers. And even that, just having the information, is a helpful tool in selling the home. But if the elevator is already there, obviously, that makes it even better.
25 years ago or so, I took a ride in my first elevator in a house, and it was quite a novelty to have an elevator in a house 25 years ago. But people have the impression that elevators are expensive. Are elevators expensive?
They're really not expensive when you consider how much other items in the home cost that don't add to the getting in the home. For instance, whether it's a new home or an existing home, the elevator itself is only going to be $18,000 and up, maybe a little bit less if it's only a two-stop, just ground to first floor. Say $17,000 to $20,000 generally for a two- to three-stop elevator, which is what we normally do. If it's an existing home, you do have the added cost of the shaft construction. And again, that depends on whether there was something pre-designed there or if they have to completely start from scratch. So that could, that's going to affect the cost of the shaft construction. But even when you add all that together, it's still less expensive than selling your home with your realtor fees and your moving expenses.
If you have a need for an elevator and you have to sell the house, is that what you're saying?
Correct, right. If you've lived in your home for 20 or 30 years and you really don't want to leave, you can get an elevator and a shaft for, say, $30,000 to $40,000, but then when you figure out your like I said, your realtor fees and the fact that you have to leave a home that you love, that you've been there forever.
Sure. Does it cost more for an elevator that maybe takes you past the first floor up to a second floor or third floor? Are there additional expenses that go with that go up as you have an elevator go up to additional floors on the house?
Yes, it does. The main cost, like I said, is about $17,000 for a two-stop. If you get into a three-stop, you're like maybe around $18,500. We can go actually in reality up to six stops, and it's going to be based on the amount of travel. If you have a house that has offset living spaces, for instance, you could have a four-stop elevator, but it could be maybe just a two-story home because you go up a couple of feet and get off on the other side and then go up a couple more feet. So it's not as much as a true four-stop where you're going, 40 feet of travel as opposed to, say, 20 feet or less of travel. So it's not just the stops that determine the price. It's also how far the elevator has to go.
And you had mentioned adding an elevator shaft on an existing home. So it is possible to have an elevator installed on an existing home, right?
In most cases, it really is a case by case, obviously, if they have the space available. Sometimes they have space available in their home that they can give up. Other times an exterior shaft can be built. We're working on a project now that they're actually removing a second set of stairs, and we're using that space for the elevator. So in most cases, you can find somewhere to put an elevator.
I've heard that some homeowners that are building a new house will We'll specifically build a shaft and use it as a closet on different floors for the purpose of being able to have that shaft already in place for a future elevator. Is that a good idea?
That's definitely a good idea, but if you're doing something like that, you really need to talk to someone in the elevator industry that can give you a guideline on how big to make that shaft, because you wouldn't want to do the shaft and then 5-10 years down the road decide to do the elevator and find it's not going to be wheelchair accessible, because that just defeats the whole purpose of planning ahead.
What kinds of design options or finishes are available at Coastal Elevator and Lifts?
The most popular is actually what we call a designer car, and it's just unfinished wood interior, and the people on site, your trim carpenters and your painters or stain, will come in and finish it to look like it was built with the home. But then we do have several other options, levels of finishes that are available depending on what the customer is interested in. And we do have two elevators in our showroom here on John's Island that have a couple of the finishes in those cabs that they can look at.
And some people go all out when it comes to finishing their elevators. I remember we did a story a while back in Charleston Home and Design magazine about a woman who had kind of a Wizard of Oz, or was it a Alice in Wonderland theme for her elevator?
That's right. That's probably the most extreme. We have a lot of people that paint murals. They'll do beach scenes and some of them mirrors, and some people just do very little, and they just paint it or stain it. But we get some people that get real creative.
What brands does Coastal Elevator and Lifts carry?
Our primary brand on elevator is the Wapaka Elevator, and they're based in Wisconsin. We also do Severia. That's a Canadian one. We primarily do the vertical lifts or porch lifts, an outdoor unit that would just come up to the porch. But they do have elevators as well. We do stair lifts by Handicare in Pennsylvania. And there's also a company that we do the a stilts lift, which is a different type of lift that does not need a shaft, and it comes up through the floor, and it just lifts the floor up when it gets on the top floor, and then when it goes down, it just puts that piece of flooring back in place. Mm. Very unique, but it doesn't fit every situation, but it's a nice alternative.
What about servicing an elevator or a lift if there's a problem?
It is a good idea to get your elevator serviced at least once a year, and we can service all makes and models of home elevators. There are some elevators that no longer have tech support or parts, but we do everything we can to try to keep those units up and running for the homeowners.
And if someone is opting for another option other than an elevator, is there a way to install, say, a stair lift that if they wanted to take that stair lift out later, it doesn't require a lot of construction or having to remodel where the stair lift was?
Yeah, that's the way the stair lifts, they actually screw to the stairs themselves. So whatever, if you have wood stairs, then you would just have to fill the holes on. And it's just like every third step maybe that one of the supports is on. So it's not the whole length of the stairway, but it's not attached to the wall. So there's no major sheetrock repair or anything like that. It's just repairing the steps that they're attached to.
Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Coastal Elevators and Lifts.
Well, as I said, we are located on John's Island at 3515 Meeks Farm Road, which is just off of Maybank Highway. Our office phone number is 843-557-0106. And you can also find us on the internet at coastalelevators.com. And I also wanted to say that the Express Sunrooms, we just partnered with them on an install at an existing home. They not only do sunrooms, but they did the shaft. And it was not preparing an existing shaft. They actually, it was a four stop, and they came up from the ground floor through the entrance of the home up to the attic, and did a very nice job with the shaft work. And that's a project that they brought us in on. So I wanted to give kudos to them to partnering with advertisers with Charleston Home and Design.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. Thanks so much, Allison.
All right, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with architect Kevin Wally and architect Tim Hilkhausen with Architecture Plus. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Doing really well. Thank you, Tim.
Doing good also, Tim. Thank
good.
You very much.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Architecture Plus.
Go ahead.
We are a custom residential design firm that specialize in high-end luxury home living. Oh. Our projects are primarily based on Keough Island, Daniel Island, Seabrook, Edisto, Buford, as well as in the West Indies.
Gotcha.
We also are involved with some light commercial work, some office buildings. We currently have a 12,000-square-foot office building under construction on Daniel Island.
Good deal. Gentlemen, talk about some of the projects that Architecture Plus is involved with now or maybe recently.
We have gotten one very good contract project, I should say, in Buford. It's very interesting. It sits on a bluff, overlooks the river, and overlooks downtown Buford. It's a magnificent home. It's in the permitting process now. For a client and his wife, and it is it's absolutely amazing. The views, the lot, the trees surrounding it, the neighboring homes. It's a beautiful part of old historic Buford.
And how big is this house?
This house is I would say about 6,000 square feet.
Okay, what kinds of challenges have you experienced with this particular project?
Views are always a challenge. We have to keep those in mind. We have to take advantage of them wherever we can. We've got many oak trees on the site. The property sits on a bluff with a 25-foot drop down to the river. So obviously, you can't elevate the home because if you do, you're in the canopy of the trees and you won't see the river. But if we keep it low to grade, and it's going to be amazing. It's something you'll have to see to actually understand.
Has this house been built or is it about to be built?
It's about to be built. It's in the permit process now.
Okay.
And I anticipate coming out of the ground with it probably in about a month.
How long did it take from the time that you met the client on this particular project to the completion of the design?
It's actually a very funny question because I first met him back in 2007, and I had designed a home for him on that same lot. Then the economy crashed. It was put on hold. He contacted me again about 7 years later. And so we began designing the home about a year and a half ago. And it took us about a year in the design process and to get all the drawings and specifications hammered down. So here we are. It's been a lengthy process, but well worth it.
So this is a client that you had designed a house for this particular property, and now he came back and said, no, I don't want that design. I want a whole new design.
Correct. His program after 7 years had changed. His needs have changed. His kids are out of the house, and so we designed a new home. Instead of an 8,000-square-foot home, we designed a 6,000-square-foot home.
Oh, he downsized, right?
That's called downsizing.
It brings up the question of how can an architect design a home that can stand the test of time so that in 7 short years this client of yours' tastes have changed and their needs have changed. How can you design a home that will you'll be able to live in for as long as you like?
Well, from an interior perspective, I would say start with an open floor plan. Keep things simplistic. Don't over-customize them too much to tailor your personal needs, because those are going to change over time. And as far as materials, make sure that you select the quality materials, select the right materials, whether it's, you know, a certain type of window, whether it's, you know, 2x6 framing. I mean, make sure you specify the correct lumber, the correct floor system, because all that has got to stand the test of time.
What kinds of – describe the process when you're working with a client in the design phase. How do you identify the needs and wants of the client? And sometimes they may not know themselves what exactly that they want.
Right. I'm going to defer this one to Kevin.
Well, Tim's projects of late, he's had clients that have – we were just talking about it. He's had clients that have taken his lead almost completely, and I think through the use of our 3D modeling techniques, you know, they're able to see the house and visualize it much more clearly. I've had clients that aren't from Charleston in some cases, and they come to the table with some preconceived ideas of a historically type of house, or as I was saying at the lunch table, a house that has a certain character, whether it's craftsman style or shingle style or Georgian, or, you know, it's, they want to put a name on it. And, you know, we're always looking for a little bit of freedom in how the architecture relates to the site and how the architecture relates to the community. So, but it's a very, the beginning is really with programming, sitting down with a client. We give them a program list where they answer a series of questions that help us understand what they want. And then when we interview with them, we sit down and talk about it in depth so that we're taking the anxiety out of the project. They're only dreaming at this point, and try to discover really what the house is going to be for them and how they're going to use it.
I hear this a lot from many times over from architects about how important the situating the house on the site itself, the lot itself is. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, after years of working out at Kiowa in particular, I think it's very important to not come into the design with a preconceived notion on how everything's going to fit, because I do think that the site will give you parameters that will help you understand whether it's setbacks or trees or vegetation or terrain or views, as Tim had talked about earlier. A lot of what we do is in our resort luxury design is focus on the views, focus on the natural light. And, you know, you want to make it as private as you can, considering the reality that most lots are only 100 to 150 foot wide, so there is going to be a neighbor, but you're trying to orient the home and you're trying to orient the rooms so that they have a high degree of privacy.
Well, what comes first? Should a homeowner have a house plan designed and then buy the lot and make the house plan fit the lot, or do you buy the lot and then design the house, or do you just wait and have the architect go shopping for lots with you?
That's a good question, but an easy one. It's always best to buy the property first. Perhaps if you're unsure about the size or shape of the lot or its constraints, get an architect involved. Perform a site analysis, study the site, see what the options are before you buy the house. But don't design a house or don't buy floor or plans out of a plan book prior to buying a lot.
So buy the lot, and then the lot will dictate what the house will be.
Sure, because that lot contains oak trees, perhaps, views, may have some water features. You never know. And so you know, it may be a narrow lot. It may be a wide lot. So maybe you buy a plan that will just simply not fit mm-hmm. on the lot that you're going to purchase.
It's so expensive. There's so much money riding on the construction of a new house. What do you say to someone out, one of our listeners who might be thinking about not involving an architect in the process or just sort of rushing through the whole process of building and designing that house?
I would say give an architect due consideration. I know it's a lot of money. It's an out-of-pocket expense. But what we try to tell our clients is that, you know, with the amount of detail, with the amount of specifications, and the information that's provided on our construction documents is going to save them money in the long run. It's going to prevent them from having change orders out in the field because something may have not been spelled out on the plans or not thought about. The contractor is going to have to make a change, or he may assume that you wanted 4 mica countertops, but the client wanted granite countertops. So all these things add up as change orders, mm-hmm. and you can spend. It's not uncommon to spend $30,000 to $40,000 on change orders, mm-hmm. on a house of high quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately there is no guarantee that after spending all that money that you'll be 100% pleased with the outcome of the house. So to ensure that you're happy with the project, you want to bring in a professional like an architect to take away any of those chances that the outcome will not be what you like.
Right. Take away the anxiety. We'll come out to the job site on a biweekly basis or a monthly basis, have a discussion with the contractor, be available to answer any questions he may have, kind of be the liaison between the contractor and the owner. Mm-hmm. And make sure that the materials are of quality, mm-hmm. and that they're on track and understand the plans, mm-hmm. and the design. So we try to make ourselves available.
How can folks get more information about Architecture Plus?
They can reach us at our office. The best resource is our website, www.architectureplusllc.com. And it has our office phone number and physical address on it. We're in Park Circle in North Charleston. Really enjoy being centrally located. And it's an older community, so it's a little nostalgic for us. And we welcome, there's no charge for initial consults. We look at properties all the time. Mm-hmm. And normally the property will say something to you about how the architecture might be successfully assembled. And mm-hmm. The design's really the fun part. It's also where the heavy lifting's done. And I'd like to think that, you know, if a client's going to hire a series of professional architects and designers, if they spend 10% of the cost of construction roughly through all these various professionals, it's money well worth it, because the vision, once it's realized in hard form, you can't change it without spending a lot more money. And
sure.
And we work really hard to make sure that the client knows the plans better than we do. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, once they put the furniture in the plans, and once they see the furniture laid out and start to put themselves into the house, I think they feel really confident about the design.
It's also very easy to make adjustments.
It's we're on paper.
At the beginning rather than when construction starts. You can't take your mouse and move your house 1 foot to the left or 1 foot to the right or something. That all has to be. And unfortunately, there are instances where people have regrets when they get done building a house. And they say, gosh, I should have hired an architect. So we have been talking with Kevin Wally and Tim Hilkhausen with Architecture Plus. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tim.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.